Matt Fry, you've just arrived in the area. What do you know of what is at the crash site now?
Well, Judy, I spoke to an OSCE monitor from Canada just a few minutes ago who has just come back from the crash site, which is about an hour's drive from where I am now. And it's dark, by the way. There's a curfew on. People don't really drive in the dark in this part of the world these days because it's just too dangerous. What he told me was extraordinary because he essentially described the biggest crime scene on the planet, one of the biggest crime scenes in aviation history, guarded by nothing more than a group of what he described as drunken hoodlums in uniform. These are pro-Russian rebels, all of them armed, most of them drunk or half drunk, guarding this mass grave, which has been treated with some degree of respect, mainly by the locals, by miners who live in the area. And their families. They have covered a lot of the bodies in blankets. They have tried to salvage some of the things that they think might be sensitive, like passports and so on. But really, they've also tried, I think, very hard not to contaminate the crime scene in any particular way. The other interesting thing is that this monitor said that when he arrived at the scene, they got a very hostile reception from the people guarding the grave. They weren't allowed in there at first. Then it took a little bit of negotiation. They did finally arrive. There were some reports of warning shots being fired in the air.